Mike Dubin. Welcome, beloved, to a few more moments of fellowship together as we look into the truths of the living God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted to be able to come to you today through this means to share with you the truth of the Word of the Eternal God. I hope you'll get your Bible or New Testament and follow along with us. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, and we're studying about the triune Godhead, the great and wonderful gift of the new birth that comes into our life when we believe in the Lord Jesus, when we accept him as Savior, when we're born again by the work of the Holy Spirit of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, our putting our faith and trust in him. And so here in John 16, we're continuing in our study about this wonderful gift of the Trinity that is ours through coming to know Jesus Christ as Savior. It's a marvelous ministry and a marvelous mystery that God is one, and yet he manifests himself to us and reveals himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so we're studying about the Holy Spirit. We're in John 16 and verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient or needful or necessary for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Now, for any that were not with us in our last broadcast, remember, just on the previous page, John 14, verse 26, identifies the Comforter. And this is a wonderful thing about the Word of God. It is self-explanatory in so many ways. The Word of God explains and opens up and unlocks the truths that are being presented. And here in John 14, 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, those terms are the same. Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit are both names of the Spirit of God, whom the Father will send in my name. And there we see the Trinity. Jesus is speaking, and he's the one talking. He says that the Father will send him in my name, the name of Jesus. So we see the Holy Spirit, we see the Father, and we see the Lord Jesus all in this passage of Scripture. So the Comforter, who the Lord Jesus is going to send from the Father, is the Holy Spirit. And verse 8, when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will reprove the world of sin. That is, he is the one that convicts men of sin, that makes men to know that sin is a reality, and of righteousness. He's the one that helps us to know right from wrong, to know what is right, what is good, and what is wrong, and what is evil, and of judgment, to help us know the consequences that are going to come when we walk in disobedience, when we do that which is wrong, that punishment is a result that we deserve for our wrongdoing. And this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And he convicts of sin because they believe not on me. The reason people do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is because of their sin. Sin blinds, and sin deadens, and sin takes away life. The wages of sin is death. That's the penalty for sin. And people are born spiritually dead. Remember, God created man in his likeness and in his image, we're told in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. God created man as a triune being. Man has a spirit, a soul, and a body. We're told in the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians tells us that man has a spirit, a soul, and a body. And so God created man as a triune being. And it's the spiritual part of man that is born separated from God, dead in trespasses and in sin. That's why we need a Savior. And that's why Jesus came to die for our sin, to pay the penalty for our sin, which is death, and to give to us life eternal, eternal life. And, oh, beloved, what a joy and what a blessing is that glorious gift of eternal life which the Holy Spirit brings into the spirit of an individual who puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. Remember, John 3:6 tells us that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that's physical birth, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, that's spiritual birth. That's what Jesus meant by being born again. And thus we see, beloved, that the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. Perhaps some of you listening today, while I'm talking to you, you're feeling an uncomfortable feeling down inside. That's the Holy Spirit of God convicting you of sin, helping you to realize this is your spiritual condition. You're a sinner, and you need a Savior. And of righteousness. The Holy Spirit is there to convict us of righteousness, that we need to be cleansed and forgiven for our sin, and that only through the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior can one be delivered from sin and given eternal life and made pure and clean and righteous in the sight of God. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father. The Lord Jesus walked in purity and holiness. He lived a righteous, sinless life. We're told in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:21. For there we read and understand that God made Jesus to be sin for us. Jesus, who knew no sin. He was sinless. He knew no sin. He lived a sinless life. That's the only way that He could have died in your place and in my place, because He had no sin, and thus death had no power over Him. But He took your sin. He took my sin. There on that old rugged cross, He was dying in the sight of God the Father for the sins of the whole human race. He died for you. He died for me. And thus, we, by believing in Him, can receive that gift of salvation, forgiveness, eternal life, deliverance from the bondage of sin, and life everlasting. Oh, beloved, so many things are wrapped up in this beautiful gift of salvation, of righteousness, because I go to my Father. And so the Holy Spirit comes to teach us of the righteousness of God. Ye see me no more. And verse 11, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Beloved, Satan is judged. Satan and his demonic forces are going to face eternal separation from God in the eternal lake of fire. A place prepared for the devil and his angels, we're told. And so Satan is going to be judged. But not only is Satan going to be judged, there's going to be a judgment for believers where their works will be judged. And there's going to be a judgment for the wicked, a judgment at the great white throne of God that we're told about in the last book of the Bible, in the last chapters, chapter 20, the great white throne judgment that awakes every individual. Hitler will be there. Stalin will be there. every wicked despot will be there at that great white throne judgment, and will be rewarded for their evil deeds by being cast into the lake of fire, and their punishment will be according to the degree of their wickedness, of the vile, sinful, impure, ungodly deeds they've done. And, beloved, not only will that be true of them, but if you die in your sin, it will be true of you also. You might say, well, I don't believe that. That's not going to make a bit of difference, whether you believe it or not. Beloved, it's going to come to pass. You might be in a tunnel somewhere and not see the sun and say, well, I don't think the sun's shining, but that doesn't mean the sun's not shining simply because you don't see it, simply because you can't feel it. That doesn't mean it's not shining. It is. But, beloved, you are simply in a place of darkness. And that's true of the unbeliever. The unbeliever is blinded by sin. As a matter of fact, we're told over in the book of Corinthians that the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them, and they should be saved. And so, beloved, this is a part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit to convict you of sin, to help you to realize you need a Savior, to draw you to believe in the Lord Jesus, to accept Him as Savior, to invite Him to come into your heart. Because, beloved, if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus, I'm telling you the truth, and right now there's one that's bearing witness with this in your spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit that is convicting you that I'm speaking the truth, and that He can come into your life if you will believe in Jesus Christ, if you will accept Him as Savior, if you'll recognize He died for your sin, if you'll cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, You died for my sin, that You were buried, that You arose from the grave. Please come into my life. And He will send the Holy Spirit into your spirit to do that work of salvation, convicting you of sin, covering your sin with the blood of Christ, blotting it out, making you pure and clean in your spirit, and give you this marvelous and amazing gift of God, the gift of eternal life. Oh, beloved, won't you right now ask Him to come into your heart, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, He'll hear your prayer. He's closer than the sound of my voice. Till next time, goodbye.